Welcome to Fuel, a NAVC podcast for propelling your leadership journey. I'm Joe Mihalik, the Propel Program Manager. Each episode, we'll be engaging thought leaders who will tell their stories. You will hear about workplace issues like culture, psychological safety, intentionality, and transformational leadership. So whether you're interested in leadership and what it's all about, or you've been a leader for years, we're all on an ongoing professional journey that requires fuel. This episode of Fuel features Public Affairs Officer Catherine Mapp in her interview with NSWC Panama City's Technical Director, Dr. Peter Adair. Dr. Adair shares his perspective on what is most important for leaders to focus on.
Hi, I'm Catherine Mapp, Public Affairs Officer here at the Naval Surface Warfare Center in Panama City, Florida. I'm joined here with Dr. Peter Adair today, our Technical Director, and we're going to talk about his leadership passion point. Welcome, Dr. Adair.
Good morning. So again, my name is Peter Adair. I've been the technical director here at NSWC Panama City Division for 3 years. I actually grew up in this organization, starting my career here back in the late 90s. I'm excited about this opportunity to talk about leadership, one of my passionate subjects.
So can you tell me a little bit about your history? How did you come to be the technical director here at Panama City?
So I was an engineer. So again, I got my PhD in electrical engineering, started doing technical work and had a passion for leadership and supervising and working with people. So along the way, I've found some, I guess, nuggets of things that stuck with me with how to succeed, I thought, in the organization. So one of the things that sounds too easy is I think folks need to have passed kindergarten. So I think part of the organization and the people in the organization, the skills learned in kindergarten, such as working well with others, not necessarily running with scissors, but working well with others, communicating effectively are critical skills that I've found have proven well as I've grown up in the organization. Another thing that stuck with me is be authentic to yourself. So don't try to be something else that you aren't. You're succeeding because of who you are, but be self-aware, understand where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are, and work to improve them, but also don't change yourself as you move up in the organization and take on a more important role. So to be, again, be authentic. Another thing that I think is important is we're a technical organization, we're a Navy lab, a warfare center. So I think be strong in the technical attributes that you have. Whether you're in the business side or on the technical side, understanding how you do your job. Public affairs is a good example of understand that role and what it is that you need to understand to succeed. So keep learning in the technical aspects of that. Another thing that I think is people lose is perspective. So when you're working with others, understand where they're coming from, understand the bigger picture. That's a key aspect of leadership and working with others. I think another important thing is surround yourself with good people, understand their strengths and leverage those strengths. But again, I didn't get here because of myself by myself. I was surrounded with great people, and I think I put them in positions as we move forward to succeed. And so understand what their strengths are, and again, going out and finding those good people. And also, more importantly, different perspectives. So understanding where your perspectives and your strengths are, but balancing that with different perspectives. And again, that's the key to diversity and the key to innovation. One of my guiding principles that we're rolling this out is working smarter, not harder. So that's been really a central theme in my whole life, because I like to find that work-life balance. And part of to enable that is to work smarter, know what you're can do and empower people, and take advantage of organization, be organized. I think that's part of that working smarter, not harder. And the last thing that I think is critically important and maybe trumps all things is communication. So whether you're listening or effectively communicating. So again, for you, public affairs office, how do you work and communicate? And I emphasize effectiveness. How do you communicate with people? How do they like to hear? Are they visual learners? Are they written learners? Do they listen? Figuring out what is the best message and how to get that to them, whether it's texting, whether it's talking to them on the phone, whether it's meeting them in person. I think communication is probably the most important aspect of leadership as you move forward in your career.
Awesome. All great points. Thank you. So you would say that all of those are pivotal when it comes to having an impact on how you lead or how others can lead.
Yes. And so one thing that I think is also important is emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. I think there are some aspects we, as a Navy lab, emphasize IQ, your intelligence. But I think almost equally important is emotional intelligence. So we've all gotten to our place because we're pretty smart here. But I think what really stands out and differentiates people is their emotional intelligence. I talked about being self-aware, understanding what your strengths are, understanding whether you're talking too much in a room, whether you need to back off and listen. I think developing relationships with people is important, and all that falls into the emotional intelligence side, which I think is critically important. And a lot of the books that I read are regarding emotional intelligence and building on that, because again, our strengths as a Navy lab and the people who work here have been on their technical intelligence. And I think emotional intelligence is also equally important. Another passion point, if you will, is continuous learning. So again, I went to school for 9 years to get a PhD. But when I entered the workforce and became a project lead, I had not learned about leadership skills. And so again, I think doing that continuous learning, no matter where you are, isn't as important, whether it's understanding the new threats that we're seeing, the new environment that we're in. You always need to be a continuous learner, and it is important to do that in our organization and as a leader in any organization. So another aspect of continuous learning is for us is to maintain the relevance. So I look at our lab, I want to make sure that we're maintaining our relevance to the nation, to the Navy. And I think you can only do that through continuous learning and being informed on what the new things, the new threats out there, the new technologies. And so I think as an organization and as an individual, you need to maintain that relevance, and that requires continuous learning.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing those passion points with us.
Yes.
So that brings us to our final question. So for listeners who are new leaders or aspire to be in leadership positions, what is the one key point you would like for them to take away from this discussion, or point that you would like to emphasize that we may not have touched on?
So I mentioned it at the beginning. The last part of this question was communication. So I get a lot of people in here, and I talk to a lot of people. And I think at the root of almost any issue that I see is communication, understanding expectation management. I think clarity of people think they understand what they're supposed to do, or think they understand where people are coming from. And it's that perspective and that communication is, again, critically important. So I grew up in the era of emails, and so texting was kind of new to me, and I realized that I need to communicate in a different style. Not everyone reads emails. They're busy all day, but texting was coming along. So I think understanding how people will pick up the information, understanding whether they are, again, visual, written, verbal, is the communication, and making sure that you're concise and succinct. So again, I'll go back to the public affairs office. How do you keep people's attention and not lose it with a long-winded email, and how do you effectively communicate the right amount of information? Because people only have so much discretionary energy, discretionary time, and you need to make sure that you get your message communicated effectively. And I think that would be an emphasis that I would have for what's important as you move forward in your career in any capacity as communication. And again, I'll circle back to the beginning, kindergarten. Your social skills, how do you communicate with others and have that response so that they understand where you're coming from and you in turn hear where they're coming from and see that perspective. So that would be what I'd offer is the most important thing above all else is communication.
And like you said, communicating the way that people like to be communicated too. You know, here at Panama City, we're communicating across 6 different decades of individuals who have come into the workforce at time or another. So finding the right way they like to communicate is a challenge sometimes. So providing them that information, you know, the information up front, succinct, like you said, brevity is key. So,
yes.
So that is all I have for you today. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you for joining us today to learn more about Dr. Adair's Leadership Passion Point. We look forward to learning more about other leaders across the Warfare Center Division family. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining this episode of the Fuel Podcast, brought to you by NAVSEA's Propel Leadership Development Program. For more information about Propel, visit the Propel Wiki page. Thanks for adding fuel to propel your journey.